We are up to Simin Kuf Mem Beis, and that's what we're going to be doing. Sif Aleph Kora V'Tol. Someone leaned and made a mistake. Afilu B'Diktuk Os Achas. In the right pronunciation of one letter, he pronounced it a different letter. Marziran also, we make him lean over again. Hagah, says the Ramah. V'chein Din Achazn HaKori. This doesn't make a difference if the person's leaning himself or the Balkori is leaning for him. Only a shinui where it actually makes a difference, where the meaning of the word is different. If he makes a mistake in the Tamei Amikra, or in the Nekudis, we don't make him repeat. You tell him you made a mistake and be careful for the future. Now the halach is as follows. Even if the Ola already made his bracha achareha, the halacha is that you have to go and make him lean over again the psukim, or from the beginning of the pasuk where the mistake was made. Now, mi'ikar adin, all you have to do is lean that pasuk and another two, so that you lean three psukim. However, in order that it not be nikar, so the next Ola, the person who goes up next, should really start from where the mistake was made, and what you do is you just continue and go all the way till the end of where this next Ola was going to lane. Now, what happens if you already finished Kriyas HaTorah? Do you go call someone? Do you take out a Sefer Torah and make another bracha? The Bir Halacha's maskana is that you do take out a Sefer Torah, but you do not make another bracha. Now, the Bir Halacha has a suffix. His suffix is, the halacha is that, let's say on Monday or Thursday, you left out a pasuk. So long as each ola had three psukim, we say that you don't have to lean over again. Because exactly how much is covered, the exact psukim of the parsha, is really irrelevant. We start from the beginning because of minag, but as long as you're leaning nine psukim from the parsha, that's fine, or ten psukim l'chatchila. Not so on Shabbos, where the halacha is that if you skip a pasuk, you have to go back to all the way to that pasuk, because the halacha is that on Shabbos, the whole parsha is li'ikuva. The Mishnah Berurah wants to know, where you made a mistake, is that like omitting the pasuk, or is that worse? If it's like omitting the pasuk, then the halacha will be that on a Monday and Thursday, you wouldn't have to go back, only on Shabbos morning. Whereas, if we are to say that leaning the wrong thing is worse than leaving it out, then even on Monday and Thursday, one would have to go back. And he actually leaves that as a tzarech iyun. Now, what happens in the case where someone leaned the pasuk, but the way he grouped the words, meaning the way he leaned the Tamei Amikra and grouped the words, he changed the meaning of the pasuk? The halacha is he would have to lane that over again, even though his mistake was not in pronunciation, only in the Tamei Amikra. Also that the Mishnah Berurah brings down that this is even true in the case where there was a shame afterwards, you would still go back and say Hashem's name again. He brings a Chuvis Mara Mintz, that the Balkori should make sure to go over the Parsha, that he should really know it by heart, it should be Shogar B'Piv, that includes all the Dikdukim, the Mila'el, the Milraz, the correct pronunciation of the words, and when he lanes, he should lane slowly, and patiently, so that he should not swallow a single letter. Siv Beis, the Yishuv Sheyeshla Minyan, Ve'mi Sheyadei Likros Batorah Kil Chasa B'Dikduka V'Tamin, a yishuv that has a minyan, and they have a sefer Torah, but they don't have someone who knows how to lane. Afilachi yikru b'Torah b'bracha kelchasa. The person, anyone that wants to, can get up and lane and try his best. Umaftirin b'navi, and they say maftir. Even though, so for example, there's no question he's not going to get the Tamei Amikra right. He can lane anyway. Now, if you think that he's going to make mistakes in the pronunciations of the words in a way that'll make a nafkamina, the Mishnah Berurah's maskan is that no one can make a bracha on that laning. If there's a chazaka that the words are going to be pronounced in a way that is different than where the meaning is going to be different as a result of it, then the halacha would be that that they should not make a bracha and they lane it. And of course, if someone else could be standing there with a chumash, and laning quietly so that the Balkara will hear, under his breath he's laning, the Balkara should hear, and then lane along with him, that would really be the best thing.